This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Do you have legal questions? Listen now to The Law Lady. Get empowered and informed with Angela right now here on RFM.
Kia ora koutou katoa, and today we are talking a little bit about the Ombudsman. So the Ombudsman is a part of the government that is a place where you can complain if you think that the government has done something wrong. So as always, the show is only general information and your specific circumstances may be different. If you'd like some specific advice, you can give Taranaki Community Law a call on 0800 529 878 or you can contact your own lawyer. The information on my show isn't meant to replace individual advice from a lawyer. But we would like to hear from you, so if you've got anything to share about this show or any of my other shows, you can post on the Taranaki Community Law Facebook page. You can also follow Taranaki Community Law on Facebook, Instagram and on TikTok. So the Ombudsman has recently been in town, so they came and did a series of presentations around Taranaki, and I was lucky enough to be able to go to those and listen to what they had to say about their service. So I thought this would be a really good opportunity to kind of talk a little bit about what that is and how that works. The Ombudsman is they're technically what's called an Officer of Parliament. And what that means is that they report back to Parliament itself. They are not part of the government, but they can give people advice and information about government agencies. So the Ombudsman is responsible for about 4,000 government agencies where you might have some kind of problem with them. They really want people to know that they are a service that can provide you with advice and guidance where you have concerns about a government agency. So they investigate three different kinds of government agencies. One is central government agencies, so that's things like the Ministry of Social Development, Department of Internal Affairs, all of those kinds of ministries that might be kind of making some kinds of decisions. So they're not interested in the things that ministers might say in Parliament, for example. That's not what the Ombudsman is about. Instead, they're about the decision making that is made by a government agency. They also have oversight of local government. That means basically the councils. So that's the New Plymouth District Council, Stratford, South Taranaki, and the Taranaki Regional Council. So all of those local councils and any decision making that they do, the Ombudsman can also look into that. And finally, and this is the one I actually didn't know about, is that the Ombudsman can look into decision making by boards of trustees. So if you have had a decision made by a school and you are unhappy with that decision, then that is something that the Ombudsman can look into. So there are a couple of important things to be aware of. The Ombudsman is looking at the decisions, like administrative decisions, that are made by these government agencies. They're not looking at whether or not, you know, the ministers are making the right kinds of laws or the right kinds of policies. They're looking at the administrative decisions. It's the same with local councils. They can't look at what a council might vote on. For example, so if a full council gets together and then they make a decision about something, that is not the kind of thing that the Ombudsman can look into because they're about that administrative decision making. But they can look into almost any of those administrative decisions. So they can look at decisions that are made by one of these government agencies. They can look at actions that they have taken. They can look at omissions or things that they have not done, including actions that they have not taken, and they can look at recommendations that have been made by these government agencies. It also includes private companies or private organisations that are doing their work on behalf of these government agencies. So if they are receiving the funding from, for example, the Ministry of Social Development, then the Ombudsman can still look at what they are doing. The same if you have like water charges and that's being run by a private company, well, that is still something that the Ombudsman can look into, because that authority ultimately comes from a government agency. So there's quite wide-ranging things that the Ombudsman can look at. But they are not an advocacy service. So they're not going to, you know, go to bat on your behalf. That's not the nature of what they do. Instead, their job is to help provide advice and guidance. And essentially, the Ombudsman is looking at whether the decision that was made or not made was a reasonable decision. So did the agency make a reasonable decision or not? So we'll break for our first song. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about what a reasonable decision might be or how this kind of process works. And our first song today is by Shehard, and this is My Mind Surveyed. Access Radio 104.4 FM, and today we are talking about the Ombudsman. The Ombudsman is a part of the Parliament, I should say, but isn't part of the government. So they have some pretty substantial oversight into the decision making that is made by various parts of the government. So they oversee about 4,000 government agencies. Their service is free, so there's no cost to go to the Ombudsman. But they're not necessarily like going to be an advocate. That's not their job. Their job is to give you advice or guidance. And essentially what they're looking at is whether a decision was reasonable. So that's the majority of what they do. They do a few other jobs as well. But they're looking to provide that advice and guidance about the reasonableness of a decision. So if you are unhappy with a decision that has been made by central government, by local government, or by a school, then you can go to the Ombudsman and the Ombudsman will look into it. So what they do is, because they are the Ombudsman, they have the power to ask for basically all of the information that that government agency holds about this particular situation. So if you have ever tried to get information out of a government agency and you have been unsuccessful or you are unhappy with the response, maybe you think that there is more information than what they have provided or that the information they have provided is incorrect, then that's also a situation where you could go to the Ombudsman. So the Ombudsman can require an agency to give them all of the information so that they can kind of see what information was considered as part of that decision-making process. So they're looking at that decision-making process and then they are going to decide, advise you about whether that was a reasonable decision for the government agency to make. And it is important to note that sometimes an agency can make a decision which feels really unfair, but that it is still reasonable. So the question isn't whether it's the right decision, it's whether it's a reasonable decision that they can make. Is it the kind of decision that they are entitled to make? The kind of decision that looks at all of the information correctly and that comes to the right kind of outcome. So that's what the Ombudsman is looking for. They're not necessarily looking to see whether or not it is the right decision, I'm using quotation marks, the right decision in that situation. So it's about reasonableness. It doesn't have to be a really big problem though. So you can obviously go to the Ombudsman if there's a real big issue and you've been trying to get information out of a government agency for like ever and it's not working and you're really frustrated. That is absolutely a situation in which you could see the Ombudsman. But you can go to the Ombudsman if you are just a little bit unhappy with the way a government agency has dealt with something, or if it's a decision that's a big deal for you, maybe not for sort of everybody around you, but that's still okay. So a couple of examples of the kinds of things that the Ombudsman can look at. They provided a couple of examples about different complaints that they had received. So one that they had received was about a water company. So local councils can charge their people with, separately for water. So they can charge it as rates, but they can also charge it as a separate cost. And this council had hired a private company that was managing the water for the people in their area. And this water company had told a family that they were going to be on restricting their water because they hadn't paid their bill. So in the first instance, this family went back to the water company, and this is what the Ombudsman would recommend, that you go back in the first instance to whoever you are dealing with, in this case it was the water, and then when they didn't get a satisfactory response from that, they then went back to the council, because ultimately the council is the government agency responsible for this. So in the same way, if you have a complaint about a private company that is doing work on behalf of the council, you do need to complain to the council or to the government agency first before you then complain to the Ombudsman. So in this case they did that, they did both of those things. They complained to the company about how their billing was incorrect. Their argument was that the water fees that hadn't been paid weren't actually theirs, they were from a previous occupier of the property. The water company didn't accept that, so then they went to the local council and essentially said the same thing: look, we're not responsible for this bill, so we can't be, you know, put on water restrictions for not paying our bill because it's not our bill to pay. And the council also did not listen to this. So they went to the Ombudsman and said to the Ombudsman that they didn't think this was a reasonable decision to make. Now, in this case, they called up the Ombudsman and the Ombudsman did a little bit of triage. So they looked at how urgent this issue was, and in this case it was urgent. These restrictions were going to kick in about a week. And so they referred this family through to their urgent sort of response, early response team that they have. And then they went back to the water company and asked for all of the information so they could figure out whether or not they had taken the right pieces of information into account when they made the decision that this family was responsible for this water bill. And then when they went back to the private company, at that point, the company was like, oh, actually, hang on, maybe you are correct. And it turns out that you are not responsible for this bill. And so that is obviously a very helpful thing for this family in this situation, that water restriction, that threat of water restriction was lifted from them. So really good outcome happened very quickly. They were able to get into the early response team at the Ombudsman to get this resolved really well for them. There's another example that they had is in relation to our school's Board of Trustees. Now, this is an area that I was unaware the Ombudsman could help people with, but they can. And so in this case, a boy was excluded from, he was suspended initially from school for bringing alcohol into school. And then at the Board of Trustees meeting, so his suspension was by the principal, because principals have that power. And then the principal took it to the Board of Trustees meeting, which is what they are supposed to do. And at the Board of Trustees meeting, they decided to exclude the student. So this means that he has been removed from the school. At the same time, they removed him from their role. The family were very unhappy about this turn of events from the school, and so they complained to the Ombudsman about it. And the Ombudsman looked at whether or not the Board of Trustees had made the decision properly. They can't say whether it's the right decision or not, because that's not what the Ombudsman does, but they can look at whether it was a reasonable decision to make. And in that case, what they found was that the school had not followed the proper processes around making these kinds of decisions. So they hadn't followed the right process in terms of what they needed to look at in order to decide on exclusions. And as well as that, removing the student from the role was actually not allowed, because when you exclude a student, they have to stay on the role until they can find another school. That's the difference between exclusion and being expelled. So in this case, the school hadn't followed the proper processes, and so they hadn't done it right. And the Ombudsman actually recommended that the student return to the school because they hadn't followed that process properly. However, in this particular example that we heard about, the parents decided that the relationship between them and the school had broken down to such an extent that they didn't want their child to return to the school. They also recommended that the school apologise for the way that they had gone about that process. So there is the potential to get a really positive response from the government agency when you get the Ombudsman involved. So we're going to break for our second song. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about that process of how to get involved with the Ombudsman and the role that Taranaki Community Law can also play in this area. And our second song today is by Kaylee Bell, and this is Life is Tough, But So Am I.
Feel the weather, the worst. for better. That's why I've never been afraid to throw inhibition to the sky. You gotta fall before you fly. I know that I was made to do something more than just get by. Might not succeed, but damn, I'll try. You can have bad days, you might make mistakes, you just get back up. Succeed, but damn, I'll try. You can have bad days, you might make mistakes, you just get back up. Yeah, in the end, I'll make it, and everything will be just fine. Cause life is tough, but so am I. So am I. So am I. Yeah, life is tough, but so am I.
Pokemon, get a Law Lady on Access Radio 104.4 FM, and today we have been talking about the Ombudsman and the way the Ombudsman can help in situations where you are having trouble with a government agency. So just as a little reminder, the Ombudsman can help with 4,000 government agencies, which is quite a lot, but they do have a little process that they would like you to follow. So if you want to make a complaint to the Ombudsman, the starting point is that you can't be complaining about something that you have another avenue to provide some support. So, for example, if it's an employment issue and you could go to the Employment Relations Authority, then that's where you would go rather than to the Ombudsman. The Ombudsman is kind of the situation where it's a last resort and where there isn't another agency, another thing that can already help you. So Taranaki Community Law, we provide free legal services for people who can't afford a lawyer, and we can help you in lots of these situations. If you needed to go to the Ombudsman or you thought that was the right thing to do, then we could also help you with that part of the process as well. So we can help you with this. It's not an either or kind of thing. We can help you, point you in the right direction for whatever organisation or agency or whomever you need to talk to in order to make this work. So it's all kind of part of that same thing. So the first step to any complaint to the Ombudsman is that you have first gone back to the agency themselves. So you've got to go back and say, hey, look, this is a problem. I'm not happy with what you have done. Then when you contact the Ombudsman, you want to tell them what you are unhappy about. What is the decision or action that you think that the government agency has done wrong, so that the Ombudsman knows what you need to do. They also want you to tell them what actions should be taken to resolve the complaint. So they need to know what you'd like as a good outcome in a particular situation. Okay, so that's another thing that they need to know. They also want to see all the information you can get. So if you've received some information from a government agency, but not enough, then they want to see that. They also want to see if the government agency have said, no, we're not going to give you anything, or, you know, any kind of communication. So all the information that you have tried to find. If you've tried to communicate with a government agency and they have ignored you, than the information that you have tried to communicate, all of those kinds of things. And then finally, they will gather all of that and they will give you some advice. Now remember, they're not an advocacy service, so they're not going to say, hey, this isn't right, this is what you should do, to the government agency. They're going to provide you with some advice, and if they think that the decision was unreasonable, they may also make some recommendations about how the agency can resolve that, but they aren't your advocate, okay? By contrast, if you were going to come and see Taranaki Community Law, then we are acting on your behalf. So it's just a little bit of a different kind of setup. But you can go to the Ombudsman and get the information and then also come and see us. You can come and see us, and if you are unhappy or you've gone as far as you can with us, you can also go and see the Ombudsman. So there's no problems there. The Ombudsman goes away, asks for a whole bunch of information from the agency, and they do have some time frames, but they're a little bit longer. So you do need to be prepared that this could take a little while. They resolve, the investigations team try to resolve 70% of the complaints that they receive within 3 months, 80% within 6 months, and 90% of the complaints within 12 months. So obviously, the more complicated your request or the issue, the longer it might take. So this isn't a really fast process. Again, they've got an early intervention team. So if it was an urgent matter, they can kind of triage that into that situation. But you do need to be prepared that this might take a little while. And part of that is because they've got to go back and forth with the government agency in order to try and figure out what information you need and all of those kinds of things. So I will post on all of our social medias information about how to contact the Ombudsman. You can contact them directly. If they can't help you with your issue, they will direct you to somebody else who can. There's also a lot of really good information on their website about different agencies that can help or other organisations, like, for example, Community Law. So you've got lots of different options there if you are unhappy with a decision that's been made by a government agency. If you've got any questions about this or any other legal issue, you can give us a call on 0800 529 878. But as always, this is only general information and your specific circumstances may be different. Otherwise, ka kore rau aho, a te rau wā.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.